Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Everybody watching needs to know, when you tattoo somebody's name on your buttocks,
straight to the butt. We're not even starting on the arm, huh? Yeah, okay.
Or wherever you put their name on your body, you almost have a moral obligation to go the extra mile to
make this work. You have to. He appeared to be under the influence of something.
The devil. I love this. And because this gives me an opportunity to help people, okay? Because that's kind of what I do.
You don't want to find your way in his courtroom. No. What's her name?
Go home. That's your name.
Yeah.
Literally, for a second, you almost
left us.
I almost took these headphones off and said, I'm done. Hey, everybody, welcome to Judge Dad Verdicts. I'm Sean McMillan, and this is the podcast you're going to remember. My co-host, Rich Morrow, is here. What's up, man?
How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you for being here, and we're going to do, I think, a community service. We're going to help people avoid the stupid, because there's a lot of stupidity going on in the world, and I feel like it's my moral function to help people get over it.
I would have to agree. And just knowing you myself, I can't wait to hear some of these verdicts that you have for some of these folks out there.
And a lot of these people have done things that are just out of bounds and out of order. And if they were in my courtroom, I would have a very particular rendering for their behavior.
I know you will. And I'm just glad that I'm not in your courtroom.
Yeah.
I'm excited to dive into some of these, man. I have an article that I just stumbled upon that I think you really need to give me your verdict on, because I don't know what to think about it. And I'm going to give you kind of my prediction on what's going on here, but very curious. So there's a 24-year-old naked man that was arrested last weekend in West Kelowna, British Columbia. So it's Canadian. We're going there. After he was found naked and stuck in the air vent of a home he had broken into. So he didn't just break into the home. He rummaged through the home and he completely destroyed everything in the home.
Oh, hold on. So he broke in the home naked?
Let's move forward. I'm going to tell you more.
Okay.
The neighbors were on a family vacation. They get a call from their neighbor. And the neighbors say that they have loud noises coming from their house. And imagine if you're on a road trip and you hear that and you're not home. Obviously, you're going to start freaking out. So they call the police. When the police arrived, they found a man naked in the air vent of their house. And the house was completely destroyed. Apparently, this guy had left his underwear on the toilet, had been walking through the house, ransacked her entire bedroom. He had put holes in almost every ceiling of every room as if he were on the roof, kicking in the ceiling to try to get in, and he didn't steal anything.
What?
Exactly what it sounds like. Now, my verdict, first thing I'm going to go to is, you know, I'm thinking that some illegal substances are probably in play here. What do you think?
Well, I would hope there's some illegal substances.
You know?
I mean, this is one of those cases where you're hoping somebody's on something.
I'm really hoping, because
if this is the common occurrence of your mind, like if this is how you think on a regular basis, then the world is just, listen. Okay, first of all, what I want to know is, what does being naked do for this person?
Especially halfway through whatever the job was. You know, it clearly didn't start out that way if the underwear were left on the toilet. Maybe he went to the bathroom and he got comfortable and he might have even taken a shower.
Although, you know, let me say this, though. This may be a little too much information, but one of the first things I like to do when I get home is sort of undress. It's one of the first things I do like to do.
Okay.
But it's my house.
That is very true.
I mean, but it's my house. I mean, you can do that in your own house. So if this guy's in my courtroom, what I'm going to say to him is, first of all, you're the worst thief and the worst guy to ever break into anything. Not to mention the fact that your incompetence extends so far as you got stuck in the vent. Who gets stuck in the vent?
Yeah,
listen, if he's in my courtroom, I'm sending him to talk to somebody. He's going to jail.
Yeah.
Because you can't just break in people's homes.
Absolutely.
And end up, you know, get found naked in the vent. but he needs to talk to somebody.
He was recognized by the family too. When they saw his picture, they said they recognized him from the neighborhood.
It's always somebody you know that ends up naked in your house.
I would hope so. Yeah. I mean,
yeah. Let's
Yeah, maybe we should move on to the next one. That was a good one, though. Let's move on. That is a very good one. This one's a little bit more light. So this is interesting. There was a debate that kind of split the internet recently. And it was about a woman who was asking her fiance to remove a tattoo of his ex-wife's name and her two children. So she put a poll up and said, you know, how would you feel if your partner or significant other had a tattoo of, you know, another woman and her kids on his back? But I'm curious to know what you think. Do you think that she's in the wrong for being jealous and wanting him to remove it? Or do you think that, you know, she's going a little bit overboard? And, you know, because the internet truly was divided on this. And mind you, to remove a tattoo was a lot more expensive than getting one.
Well, the internet's full of a bunch of numbnuts. Let's just start there. So
that's true.
I mean, submitting the details of your marriage to an internet poll is deeply problematic or something. but let me ask you this. So they're married, they're engaged, they're dating?
They're having a kid on the way as well.
Which one are they married?
No, they're married now.
Okay. So first, I love this, and because it just gives me an opportunity to help people, okay? Because that's kind of what I do.
Yeah.
Number one, people had a life before they met you.
She mentioned that.
Okay? Mm-hmm. People had a life before they met you, and you can't erase somebody's life just because you showed up. That's not how it works. And secondly, how about you focus on the important things about your relationship?
That is true.
Which are not grounded in tattoos.
That is very true.
I mean, what is this thing that we're doing where we take like a tattoo or a post?
Yeah.
It's not.
And it takes on the most important aspect of your relationship.
It's not.
No, it's really not.
It's not.
I agree.
It really isn't. I mean, put that kind of energy into communication, into intimacy, into romance. And if she does what a woman can do to a man, right?
Yeah.
And she does it uniquely well, he'll never think about the name on his back again. he'll forget who the hell these people are. He'll come out the shop and, who the hell is that on my back? That's what you want. You want to be so good, so loving, so connected that people willingly forget.
Yeah, all of that.
Yeah, as opposed to making it the biggest thing that ever happened.
Yeah,
and now the whole everything, every meal is about this.
You know, I definitely understand it. I've been there in different ways, not to this extreme, but yeah. And I mean, I feel like a lot of women too would take the initiative of just paying for the removal if they wanted them to get it that bad themselves. Be like, here, you know, I know it doesn't bother you, but
I'm saying I would not care.
Yeah. Personally.
If someone had a tattoo of somebody else's name on it, I don't care. I mean, because you know why? The back belongs to me.
That is very true.
It's my
and
back.
Who knows what's going to happen in the future? You know, she may not be in his life for the rest
exactly.
of the
Exactly.
Yeah, that's very true.
But let's also say a word about tattooing people's names on your body.
Yeah, okay? That's my thing. That's where my boundaries lie already. No. I wouldn't even venture into that just because it's a slippery slope as well.
Yeah, no. First of all, I'm not into tattoos. You know,
well, that also.
I'm not into pain, so you know. Listen,
there's a bunch of elements for you, huh?
So, but everybody watching needs to know. When you tattoo somebody's name on your buttocks,
to the butt. We're not even starting on the arm, huh? Yeah, okay.
Or wherever you put their name on your body. You almost have a moral obligation to go the extra mile to make
this. You have to.
Because you're going to look like a damn fool.
You know, that's actually a really good point. That you're putting pressure on yourself by doing that, you know? And, I mean, to death do us part is scary enough. But, you know, now you got your name tattooed on them, too. It's like, We really own each other.
People need to stop doing that. I mean, they really need to stop doing it. And let me say one more thing about this. So if the sister was in my in my courtroom, what I would say to her is, go home.
Go home first. Just go home.
Go home and focus on something important.
Oh,
because I cannot believe that you came into my courtroom and you wasted my time with a tattoo.
Yeah, I would feel bad.
No, wait, no, I'm not done. I'm not done.
Go ahead.
The man is—he's honest. He's loyal. He's faithful. He's good in bed. He makes your eyes roll up in the back of your head, right?
And he's giving you a baby.
He's giving you a baby. He's a provider. He's there. He ain't cheating on you. He texts you back. He answers your call. And you came into my courtroom over a tattoo.
Yeah, you don't want to find your way in his courtroom. No. What's her name?
Go home. That's your name.
Yeah,
go
I hope you see this because, yeah, I think that was very sound
advice. Go home and be better.
Go be better.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, Baconate with a breakfast Baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
What a word for the day. Can we get some claps after that? Just go be better. We can insert the claps in there. We need that. Let's move forward. This one is actually really left field. I can't wait to hear your take on this.
Okay.
So, an Oklahoma noodler. You know what a noodler is?
No.
A noodler. Noodler are people that catch fish with their hands. So, you're going fishing without a rod.
People do that?
Yes, they do.
That's a real thing.
That is a real thing. They catch catfish and things like that. You see a hole, you stick your arm. I'm talking about they go all the way to like the elbow with it. And they got to get in there to grab those catfish. If you like catfish, that's how most of them are getting caught.
I promise you. Keep going.
Okay. So this is in Oklahoma, by the way. So it ain't, you know, it ain't Brooklyn.
Oklahoma.
Yeah. So.
Hey, Oklahoma. We love you.
So he confessed to killing his fishing partner and friend, longtime friend, claiming that he did so because he wanted to stop him from summoning Bigfoot to eat him.
This is real?
This is a real story. This is Oklahoma, though.
Oh. So people who catch fish with their hands.
Mm-hmm. End up in situations like this.
Which we'll come back to. Mm-hmm. This guy kills his fishing partner because his fishing partner was summoning Bigfoot?
Yeah. Larry claimed that while at the river, he discovered Jimmy, his friend, wanted to feed him to Sasquatch / Bigfoot. Larry indicated Jimmy attempted to get away from him so that Sasquatch could eat Larry instead. Basically tricked him into being out there, and he said that the few fought for like an hour. You know what I mean?
But are you making this? Are you making this up?
This is not me making this up. They literally fought for a long time out there about this whole situation, and he ended up choking his friend to death and went home and confessed to his daughter. He appeared to be under the influence of something, but I mean,
the devil.
I'm like, I don't know what kind of drug makes you.
That's
go
what he's
that
under
far.
The influence of. What? What in the world?
And went home, straight home, and confessed to his daughter, who was dating, I guess, his son.
What? People. I mean, there's so much here. Not the least of which is.
I know this is one that'll leave you speechless.
I mean, part of me says there's a mental health thing going on here.
Extremely.
You know, you gotta be a little not present completely. to be thinking about Sasquatch and all of that. Mm-hmm. But this is also why, let me just say this quickly. And this, mm-hmm. and this I'm going left. Just be warned.
We already left. All right. So you can go ahead. Keep going left.
I am not into the outdoors.
No. Okay. I can adjust that. Though.
I'm not into the outdoors. I don't want to be around the fish, the bears, the caribou. None of that. I don't understand people who want to be out under the trees at night. I don't understand that. Like hiking. I don't want to go hiking.
Yeah.
I see no reason to go up a mountain.
I don't either.
And why are we doing this? So my point is, you've got to have a different sort of sensibility about you to be out there catching fish with your hands.
That's a start. Yep. Yeah, absolutely. So, starting there is already.
Yeah, this for me is kind of cut and dry because it involves murder.
Yeah.
But here's the wisdom, though. Here's the wisdom. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
The wisdom is you never know who you're fishing with. Like, you never know who you out in the middle of the lake or the river or whatever the hell it is, you catching fish with your hands. That's why you got to be very careful who you allow.
You're going with. Yeah. But interesting. Folks.
Let's extract the experience and raise up the principle.
Yeah.
You never know who you're giving your phone number to.
That is true.
You never know who you're sitting across drinking some coffee with. You know what I'm saying? You just don't know because there's so much about a person's life and personality and habits and addictions that you don't know, which is why you always have to be vigilant.
Absolutely.
And you always have to be clear about and aware of who you're with. You know, that term, we slapped that term friend on everybody, right? But the reality is there are a lot of people who don't deserve it. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of people who are friends of a certain type. And here's the type. This guy was apparently a friend. It's the type where you keep your eye on him. it's the type where you say, listen, you catch your fish down there, and I'm gonna catch my fish over here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because if this guy's in my courtroom, he's obviously going to jail.
He's going to jail
for murder.
He's a liar.
I mean, there's not a whole lot I have to say, except that people like him are what ruins other people's perceptions of friendships and love and connection and relationship.
Yeah.
Because when you have people doing these things in the name of friendship, right, in the name of connection, people in our culture have totally lost what it means to be connected to someone. And it's because of things like this. So what I would say to everybody is this: don't blame friendship or relationship for what somebody did in the name of friendship and relationship. Those are still good experiences.
That's a word.
And just because you meet somebody who didn't understand it, and everybody who smiles in your face, as your mama would tell you, is they're not your friends.
No,
they're not
absolutely.
Your friends. So let me ask you this, because I'm tearing up the mic. But let me ask you this. Have you ever been connected to someone who you thought was a really good friend, only to discover that while they didn't kill you in the river, they did some really underhanded kind of things?
I have. I've dealt with that before. And one of the things that I took from it was that a lot of times you have to teach people how to love you. Mm. You have to also understand that everybody wasn't raised the same way that you were. So I try to give people that space, you know, of understanding, you know. And when it happened, especially when you feel like you've never warranted anything for someone to do something like that to you, it really does hurt. But I luckily had a strong enough bond with the person that was affected as a result of it to be able to see past the BS. And, you know, for me, it definitely was a learning lesson. And, you know, you can't just trust everybody, like you said, and you have to really go through that vetting. Now, I mean, for someone to get close and be considered a friend and in my inner circle, there's a long vetting process. And honestly, I put them through many people now.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just like, all right, you know, you're just meeting me. You got to meet. You know, you got to meet so-and-so, you got to meet so-and-so, and you got to meet so-and-so. And if they approve of you, then you may have a chance to be someone that, you know, is involved in my life. But usually, you know, if you can't see those signs because people wear it so well, you know, I usually have people that I know I can trust, that really know me, that have my best interest in heart, that can tell me things that I may not see myself. So that's what I started doing more.
You know, I think if you get to the end of your life and you have three friends, you've done something.
Whew. Absolutely.
Which is the reverse of how we begin. Right? We begin by wanting the whole cafeteria to be our friends.
Yeah.
We want the whole high school to know who we are.
Yeah.
But the more you mature, you realize that if you literally actually have three genuine friends, You have achieved something in life. Because most people, again, while most people won't kill you in the river, while you're out there fishing with your hand, a lot of people will do things that are emotionally similar, psychologically similar. Mm-hmm. And there are so many people who died emotional deaths that they didn't have to die at the hands of people who said that they cared about them only because they admitted people into the circle of their confidence when they should have kept them out.
That is a word.
I'm just saying.
You guys need to take that with you.
Judge Dad.
Judge Dad. That's the verdict there.
Yeah.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This next one.
You got more?
Yeah, for sure. We're not done with you.
How many crazy people are there in the world?
Oh, man. We're going back to Florida. An argument began over a man using a toaster oven to light his cigarette, and it ended with the smoker going to jail on domestic violence charges. So I'm going to give you a little bit more details about this. 29-year-old Andrew Buckley, who has a history of domestic violence arrests, he started arguing with a man who had an issue with how he tried to light his cigarette. He tried to use the toaster oven. I'm sure you're not a smoker, but you know, sometimes people use the stove or a toaster to light something when they don't have
total
a lighter.
Total foreign information to me.
Yeah, so I'm educating you on that. Yeah. But the argument turned physical when Buckley chest bumped the victim. First of all, who starts off a fight with a chest bump? That already right there.
First of all, who lights a cigarette with a toaster? I don't understand that part.
Yeah, his friend was pissed about this. So his friend snapped on him. The victim fell to the floor, and Buckley jumped on the victim, punched him, and put him in a chokehold. Another family member saw it, tried to separate them. And when she tried to separate them, she stabbed the guy who actually lit the cigarette in the back with a knife.
Wait, this is a real story.
This is another real story. This is Florida, man. Well, he was actually stabbed in the shoulder, but it was like the back of the shoulder, you know? And she said that she thought he was going to kill him, so she stabbed him. This turned really, really violent and ended with the girl trying to save the guy who was upset about his toaster oven being used. But no one died. Everybody's alive. Everybody's alive.
I don't even know what to say to that.
I know. That was a good last one, I told you.
What?
Just imagine the whole thing happening right in front of you, you know?
No, I don't want to imagine that. My soul grieves. It's like that there are people in the world
that can do this,
that are operating like this.
Yeah.
I mean, what in the, what?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's funny. You mentioned that because I remember a story of someone saying something to me. And the moral of the story was, don't let something so small ruin something so big.
Yeah,
and I was dealing with something trivial, and that comes to mind.
Yeah,
because all of this started over a cigarette.
All over lighting a cigarette.
I mean, all, and it just goes to show you how quick things can spiral and get completely out of control when you are not yourself in control.
Yeah,
of who and what you are.
Yeah,
because I mean, listen, man. I mean, come on. We got stabbing. What is going on? And the tragedy is that this story is emblematic of millions of people who make the same deductions and the same decisions all the time. People end up in my courtroom not because they're bad people.
Yeah.
People end up in my courtroom because they make horrible decisions.
Yeah.
And most people make horrible decisions because they don't think about situations. They don't do situational thinking.
Yeah, before the situation.
There you go.
Yeah.
Casuistry. That's what it's called in moral philosophy.
Casuistry.
They don't put themselves in situations and say, what would I do? How would I respond? Mm-hmm. Right? But I do it all the time.
Yeah.
I do it. I could be sitting on the airplane, mm-hmm. and in my mind I'm thinking, okay, if this person does this,
this is what I'm going to do.
This is what I'm going to do. I do it all the time because you can't decide. Some things you can't decide in the moment.
Yeah, you can.
You got to make the decision right away before it happens.
Yeah.
This is how I'm going to respond. And so if you're lighting a cigarette, mm-hmm. with a toaster, which I don't understand that.
Still hard for you to picture. I got it.
And your friend has a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's nothing in you that says this is too small for one of us to end up stabbed over
and choked out.
Why are we laughing?
How did they end up on the floor choking each other over this? I have no idea, but I think you're 100% right. You hit it on the head. You know, you stay out of situations in your courtroom by thinking ahead, thinking about cause and effect. You know, think about what you're doing before you're doing it. That's really what it boils down to. I mean, gosh, nobody wants... I hope not. I hope nobody wants to end up in this courtroom, because you can get judges like him who actually understand, you know, the difference between right and wrong. You're not going to be able to get away with things too long. So, you know, that's something that people need to definitely.
Hey, man, this has been fun.
It's been extremely fun. I loved hearing your take on some of these articles. These verdicts, I think, were great. And I think that I learned a lot. You know, we went a bunch of different places here, didn't we?
Yeah, well, some of these places I never want to go back to again.
Well, yeah, you stay out of the, you know,
yeah.
the woods of Oklahoma and British
You know, I ever have to worry about me in the river fishing with my hands.
Yeah, no. Okay. So I want to invite you on my next fishing trip, don't worry.
The devil.
Appreciate you guys for tuning in with us. This is Judge Dad Verdict. It's been fun.
Yes, it has. See you next time.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, Baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.